Have you been to Prague a few times and think you've seen it all, but you would still like to return? Then you are one of those people that the Prague authorities had in mind when they came up with a new project aimed at both foreign and domestic tourists. Prague is soon going to open its technological heritage to visitors, and there is indeed a lot to see. Prague has now become the first capital city in Central and Eastern Europe to exploit the potential of experience tourism on a large scale. The Prague Chamber of Commerce is one of the organizations involved in this initiative.
The Prague Chamber of Commerce and Industry is ready to open Prague's technical heritage to both home and international tourists, and it's ready to help the businesses and the owners, being it the city or private owners, of these interesting objects and Prague's technical heritage. So we will be helping them to open these sites for tourists.
Jan Hauser of the Prague Chamber of Commerce says the project is financed by EU money, the City of Prague, and from the state budget. Although technological heritage sites are open to tourists in many parts of the world, Jan Hauser says Prague is the only place where such a project is coordinated throughout the city.
I would definitely say it is a unique project, although we were inspired by some of the foreign projects like Scottish whiskey factories and some other tourist attractions that work around the world. But this particular idea of opening technical heritage is Prague's innovation.
Among the sites that are to open their doors to the public are, for example, the water treatment plant in the Prague district of Podolí and the engine rooms of the historical funicular on Petrín Hill. Prague's utility tunnels are one of the more modern constructions on display. Some of them, as a matter of fact, are already accessible to visitors. Director Otakar Čapek is very enthusiastic about the new project.
I decided to join the project because of my experience from traveling. When colleagues from other countries invite us to their countries, they always show us something special. For example, the Steam Museum in London. And we thought, if we're interested in these technological monuments, others might be too. So why not try it back home? Not only for the expert visitors, but also for the general public.
Prague's underground utility tunnels have been constructed and equipped over the last four decades. They run everywhere underneath the whole city, including its historical center.
We want to show people the rare combination of historical buildings and modern technology. For centuries, Prague kept raising its ground level, and therefore many buildings in Prague have two levels of cellars. The bottom Gothic cellar, above it a Baroque cellar, and on top of that you have an Art Nouveau building. And these beautiful vaulted cellars lead into technical corridors with state-of-the-art technology and security systems. After a short walk through this corridor, you find yourself in another historical cellar. And passing through different historical periods, you end up back on the street.
Otakar Čapek says the utility tunnels underneath the Czech capital are unique on a global scale.
Prague is the only capital city that has nearly completed a comprehensive network of tunnels which serve the most important parts of the city. The overall length is 90 kilometers. Compare that to Berlin, which has 25 kilometers, or Paris, which is around 20 kilometers. It's not a problem to add any new wires or pipes. This system has been built to last for 200 years and to contain networks which don't yet exist today. Also, even before 2001, we implemented excellent security systems. Of course, I'm not going to disclose any details. We have practically excluded the possibility of anyone getting into these systems. With gas pipes and so on, they could potentially be very vulnerable. It was an idea that no one else had had.
Visitors to the underground tunnels are equipped with overcoats and hard hats, and a tour guide shows them around some of the most interesting parts. I asked Otakar Čapek which utilities can be found there.
Everything from gas pipes, steam pipes and water mains to a pneumatic postal service, high and low voltage cables, data cables, telecommunications cables and also special networks connecting individual companies. We've even been asked to install pipes to draw beer from restaurants.
Otakar Čapek says the utility tunnels, or kolektory as they are called in Czech, are a living organism which evolves constantly. In the deepest corridors, some 30 to 40 meters underground, a special train runs on 5-kilometer routes, transporting pipes, metal parts and other components. The tunnel is never complete, it is a never-ending process, says Otakar Čapek, and adds that this system, which he's so proud of, was mostly built during a historical period that tends to be looked down upon, the socialist era.
Even in those days, when there was a group of people who believed in something, who thought they were doing something meaningful, they could make it happen. The construction indeed had the flaws of the socialist era. For example, after 1989, we had to renovate everything that did not meet safety standards, such as fire doors made of cardboard, weak ventilators and so on.
The Prague utility tunnels are looking forward to welcoming more tourists thanks to this new coordinated project, which is opening Prague's technological heritage to the public. And director Otakar Čapek says there is more to see than wires and vaults.
Prague is a tectonically stable area, but the geology is very complex. You can find gravel sands here, clay, slate, etc., and all that poses many problems. When we were digging the big tunnel between the municipal house and the bottom of Wenceslas Square, we basically followed the route of a 13th century ditch. It was full of objects discarded there and remnants of the old city walls, which were later demolished. We worked with archaeologists, and many of the objects that were found are on display right there in the tunnel.
Individual companies in Prague are now joining the venture, which hopes to boost incoming tourism in the capital. When can visitors see the newly opened technological monuments? Jan Hauser of the Prague Chamber of Commerce.
This would obviously be a question for the owners and the people who are running these sites. But we hope that this summer, meaning summer 2007, should be the time of opening of the first doors.
So if you still haven't decided where to travel this summer, Prague might be an option, because you may see something here that you haven't seen before.